Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 6, and the week's topic is Marketing Tactic Insights. Today, our focus is Sweat the Small Stuff, and works with truth number 39 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. The topic for today is Sweat the Small Stuff. This comes from Truth 39 in the book Marketing God, and the title of that truth is It is the Small Stuff That Makes the Biggest Difference. I am sure that you have all heard the phrase, don't sweat the small stuff. While that may be true in some parts of life, it is absolutely not true in marketing. Marketing is often all about the small stuff. You may have the big things right, your brand, your message, your service, but if you don't pay attention to the small stuff, none of the good that you've done will be understood by those you're trying to reach, by those you're trying to engage with. And that's what we need to explore today. But first, let us start with the Bible verse. We used in the book the verse from Sirach 19:1, and it reads like this. A workman who is a drunkard will not become rich. He who despises small things will fail little by little. It can be so easy to despise the small stuff, the little details. But as Sirach says, if you despise them, things will fail little by little. Let's discuss how important the small things are in marketing. If you've been following along in the podcast, you may very well have some solid strategy developed already for your parish or your ministry or your school. And often people will think, oh, this is great. The hard stuff is done. But it is in the small stuff where the rubber hits the road, where your strategy comes to life for those you were trying to serve. Traditionally, strategies put into effect through the marketing tactics that you choose to use. Marketing tactics can be a variety of things, from advertising or promotion or events. It can include newsletters or social media, billboards or signage. There are all sorts of things that can serve as marketing tactics for you. While much thought is given to marketing strategy, great thought needs to go into these marketing tactics as well. Let's start with social media and think about that for a minute. It is not just enough to post something to Facebook or Instagram. You have to ask yourself, who do I want to reach? What is the message I need to send? How will they know that it's from our organization, from our parish? Should our logo be on that post? What time should we be posting? When are our people most apt to be looking for our information? A little thought about a post that you are making can make that post so much more effective. For instance, if you know that your audience always picks up your posts in the afternoon, then posting in the afternoon will be far more impactful. including a logo or using your brand colors will also remind those looking at your post who you are. Those are the little details that truly matter. Whenever I am thinking about marketing tactics, I always consider four key categories and think about, am I really being consistent? Am I really looking at the small details for each of these categories? The first category for me is graphics. Is what I'm developing, what I'm doing, consistent in look and feel with everything else that I have for my brand? The second key category is message. Is the messaging that I'm using consistent with my brand promise? Am I reflecting the brand promise that we have? Timing is the third category I always consider. I want to understand, when is it best to do something? This means I have to understand my audience. It also means I have to understand all the other activities that are occurring from a marketing perspective. How is this particular item, this particular marketing tactic, going to work with everything else? The fourth category is budget. What's the budget that I'm working with, and am I going to adhere to it? Of course, the answer is yes, we must adhere to our budget. But sweat the small stuff. Really think about that. And I bring that up because social media can be so inexpensive. So it's so easy to post a lot. And we may say, oh, we're just going to boost this post. We'll boost it for $10 here or $10 there. The thing is, even with a small boost, that will have an impact on your budget. So always consider the budget as well. All the little details when it comes to your marketing tactics, all of them are worth sweating about. These little details end up packing the punch when they are considered and efforts are united and in a coordinated fashion. And that's why we want to sweat the details. We want things to hang together, to work together. In corporate, when I was in corporate, I worked for Ingersoll Rand, I may have mentioned, and one of the big businesses I worked on was Trane. And we worked on Trane globally. So we had teams all over the world, but we also had teams in all sorts of different areas. For instance, we had teams of people doing the advertising or the promotion or the PR or the internal communication. And everything was looked at that every team was doing very deliberately. When was the social media running? And how did that coordinate with the PR messaging that was being released? Scheduling, timing, sweating the details was so critical. I bring this up because I think it behooves our faith-based entities to do the same. Really connect all the dots. Be diligent with the various marketing tactics that you are using and sweat the small stuff to make sure everything is working together. As Sirach said, you don't want to fail little by little because you despise the small things. Rather, I would offer, sweat the small stuff and watch the little things make an enormous difference to those you are trying to reach and serve. As you reflect on this podcast today, ask yourself, do you find there are areas where you do not sweat the small stuff? Why might that be? How can you remedy that? That's it for today, folks. We look forward to seeing you at our next Marketing God podcast.
As we end today's podcast, we have a question for you. Donna is entertaining the idea of continuing the podcast by answering your questions on marketing for your specific organization. The idea, one question a day with about a 10-minute conversation on the issue you are facing. Please let us know if that idea is of interest to you. You can mention something in the comments or in the Marketing God Facebook group, or send a message to Donna through her website or social media. Regardless, we are happy you were here today and are glad you listened. Please don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. As a reminder, if you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.